Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Thanks for starting this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Woolworths NetSet Go is netball's official starter program for kids aged 5 to 10. And registrations are now open. Search NetSet Go to find out more. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your R&B Fridays. How are we doing, guys?
Someone's up and about.
Yes.
Always.
That was a lot for a Friday. I mean, it is, I guess, nearly the end of the week.
I've decided I'm doing Socks Off Friday today. I didn't tell you guys. Yeah, but I am.
So no shoes?
Don't look.
What's happening under there?
When are you starting?
I'm just wearing thongs. I just didn't know what else to call it.
So you're not what?
What, do you wear socks you wear with thong, your thongs?
No, but you don't then have to say it's Socks Off Friday.
No, but I was trying to theme
summer,
up the show.
You're just wearing your shoes.
I didn't think thongs on Friday had quite the same ring
Wait,
to it.
Thong Thursday could work though.
That's not bad.
We'll wait till next
you get
week.
Your special thong out that you've been desperate to wear.
Which one?
You know, the girl's the sparkly red one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got a fly's eye problem.
What's that?
You don't know about
fly's eyes mean.
Oh. You don't.
You're wearing it. It's because you're wearing it backwards.
Yeah, and also because of the shimmering.
Are we talking about your Havaianas?
Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can we kick the weekend off right?
Yeah.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is sexy bad.
We get a whack.
Big Moss booty drop.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe I missed the opportunity. Next Friday, we can do Fly's Eyes Friday.
Well, I'll go Google it and I'll give you my...
No.
I'm a work Wi-Fi, I don't reckon. Yeah.
Can you Google that, Son? Thanks.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, we were talking about, well, you were saying that horns in songs make people have accidents.
Specifically one horn, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
this one. Don't. People will crash.
Just a bit of melody. Anyway, but we played.
We both know that you don't know what a melody is.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either. It's like when someone goes, should we harmonise? And I'm like, you guys do whatever you want.
What is the melody?
Because I don't know.
It's the bit that everyone sings along to, isn't it?
I think that's the chorus.
Anyway.
Yes.
We were trying to find other songs that had distracting things in it, and we came across Fergie's London Bridge that starts with sirens, and I remembered how awesome the song was, and it's just made me want to play it again.
Yes.
So it's my booty drop
Great.
For today.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your R&B Friday. Same, but backwards is coming up very soon, guys.
Now, very exciting because Valentine's Day is not too far away, and as you guys know, it's my favourite day of the year.
Is it?
Oh, of course.
It would be an expensive day for you, is it?
Sadly, it's getting less and less expensive as the years go on. But this is
Oh,
great.
Do you want us to get out the violin?
No, it's fine.
Poor Tommy.
Hey, this is perfect.
Mm.
If you are wondering, what do I get my ex for Valentine's Day? Well, look no further. Because over in Texas, the Texas Zoo will let you name a cockroach
yes.
or a rodent after your ex and then they feed it to one of the animals. How good's
they
that?
They do this every year.
$7 and
it's $35. It's a very popular thing
Wait,
for people to go do.
What animals are they feeding cockroaches to?
I don't know. Why, are you hungry?
No, I feel like, but if it's your ex and you're like really angry at them and you want to name them after a cockroach, don't you want to throw it to like an alligator or something like that?
Do you care as long as it's eaten?
No, I suppose.
Do you think alligators eat cockroaches?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be like,
like a bird.
Hectic going... like that.
Yeah, but it could be like snakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, back on board.
Yeah, okay, good, good. No, I am also looking forward to Valentine's Day because I've got a bit going on and there's going to be, I've got 2 weeks and there's going to be heaps more going on because I've decided this is the start of the new me. What's that? You want to hear more about the new me? Okay, I'll tell you about him next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
God, I feel good. How do you feel, Bickers?
Do you feel good?
Yeah, because as you know, I've been talking about it all week.
Yeah.
This has been my first week of the new year. I decided that it started Monday because I...
Well, the time that most people have broken their New Year's resolutions, you're beginning yours.
I'm starting. Yes. Because I did a fair bit of swimming last year and then after the England-France swim, I don't know if people realised, but I had a bit of a blowout that didn't stop until Monday.
You look the same. Like, we don't see it, you know?
I do.
Yeah.
Remember when you didn't rock up at the airport and we were waiting for you and I was like, there he is, and a giant man with a pot belly and man boots ran towards us and I thought that was you.
Yes, well, it was really hammered home. I remember when I was getting my neck tattooed and I had to look down with my shirt off and I had to look at my belly and I thought, whose stomach is that? And that was mine. And I had to do that for 9 hours.
What age do you get that hard belly?
Like you mean abs?
No, the older man.
Oh yeah,
a lot of
beer.
Sorry,
I know what you mean.
It's not soft and rolly. It is hard and firm, but protruding.
It's quite literally a keg.
Yes,
and you can slap it as hard as you want.
Yeah, and it does not move. When do you get that? How long you got? You reckon?
I'll let you know. But I've got obviously such supportive friends because I said to my dear mate and dear friend of the show, Johnny, my 52-year-old man that lives with me, I said to him at the end of last week, I'm like, man, next week I'm ticking over.
Remind me to tell you something funny that my friends asked me after meeting Johnny the other day.
Okay.
I'll tell you that later.
I said next Monday we're on. And I thought he would say, oh, bro, but it'll be fine, a week and you'll be back in shape and something. Do you know what he said? He said, yeah, man, you need to. He goes, you have never looked worse.
Oh.
And I said, what? And he goes, you've never been fatter. You've never looked worse. And I said, bro, that is not true. You're just angry because for the first time ever, I had started weighing more than him and we're very competitive about that. But I actually just went back under him and I said, bro, that's not true. You know I've lost a few kilos.
Oh,
and he said, sorry, I should be more specific. You have always had definition of some sort in your body and you are a floppy mess at the moment and you have lost any type of definition.
Ouch.
So anyway, I've had a good week.
Carrie and Tommy. Your R&B Fridays, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Should I tell you now what my friend said about your housemate Johnny who just told you that you were a fat, slobby mess?
No, he said, what did you
say? Floppy
mess.
Yes, the most untoned and defined state that he's ever seen.
Because he's in ripping shape at the moment, isn't he?
No,
he's looking pretty good.
I'm not going to give him a compliment.
I think he's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I think Johnny's in great shape.
I think so too.
He's in great shape for a 60-year-old.
No, bringing the average just in good shape.
And he's only 52.
Now you're the one getting a bit about it. Jealous, are you?
Do you know what else he said to me? He said to me, and also the problem is how you look at the moment. There are photos of you on the internet where your rig is in great shape. And so if you hook up with a woman at the moment, she thinks she's unwrapping a present that looks great underneath and she is going to be terrified. And technically, you could be done for catfishing. That's what he said.
I hope that happened. I hope for the first time in your life, she goes, no, actually that was lovely.
I'm
enjoyed
busy
it.
Now.
But I've got a meeting.
No, that's happened before. I told you once when I was first starting in comedy, I did a gig and it was kind of a big show, but only because I was part of a lineup. No one knew or cared that I was on, but I had a great gig and I met this girl afterwards and she came back to my house. But at the time I was living in what was described as a crack den with my brother and she walked in and she went, oh, yuck. She went, oh, yuck. And then she said,
so instead that's going to be what happens when you take off your top.
My body is my cracked in now.
Can you go on after oh yuck, do you reckon?
She walked out.
No, I mean oh yuck about your body.
Oh.
Wait, yeah, can he go on?
I
think he's fine with it.
Can I? Yeah. Oh, I can push through most things. Don't you worry about that.
But the thing I was going to say about Johnny was my Canadian friends who met Johnny and then as we were driving off, they were like, so how is that guy? And I said, it's 52. And they're like, and so he lives with that other guy. Like, yeah, they live together. And they're like, oh, they're just newly like single now out of relationships or something. No, I don't think so. But why did they live together? He's 52. And I'm like, because they're housemates. He was like, yeah, but he's 52. But I think you can have housemates at 52. And I thought about it. I thought, do you have housemates at 52?
I don't know because the only one I can think of is to call is my housemate. So he's going to say yes.
And then it made me think about you saying that you imagine you'll live with him for the rest of your life. It was just funny because we know you so well. Mm. We're used to the idea that you live with Johnny. But when people from the outside world meet you and Johnny and they wonder what the setup is, they find it peculiar.
It's also because I, and I'm not just saying this, I genuinely, but because we behave the same, I forget that we're not the same age. And so then it makes me laugh so much, like when we went overseas, when people ask me if that's my dad, it makes laugh so much and he gets so offended.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and Woolworths Net Set Go is Netball's official starter program for kids aged 5 to 10 and registrations are now open. Search Net Set Go to find out more.
How fun. Speaking of fun things, massages. I feel deeply ashamed about... I mean, they can be.
Can be pretty funny. Kind of
massage. Yeah. I feel deeply ashamed about what happened during a massage I had the other day. I've been carrying it around with me.
Okay.
For shame.
Great. Well, can you hear that later?
Same, but backwards.
Score check, please, Jesse boy.
You are yet to hit the board, bro.
Not bad.
There's one zip to the Bickmore.
We'll let her out in a lead, then she chokes. That's what happens. Yeah,
I think I won last year.
Yep. Sometimes chokers survive their choking because they get a Heimlich manoeuvre, and then we're shown it's all a practical joke.
Oh my god, this is so so many layers.
You're going to have to dive deep into the podcast for that. But
from the last few years,
and download the listener app and have a crack.
There you go.
Here's your first song.
Harry.
Vickers.
It is.
Three,
two. What's her name?
Geez, da, 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 da.
Taylor Swift.
Tommy.
Was Carey right about the first bit?
No, he doesn't get to say anything.
Hmm. I reckon play it again for me.
Tommy.
Oh,
Tommy.
It's Say My Name by Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze.
Oh, we're never going to guess that.
She's got some good tunes at the moment, isn't it?
Great tune.
Do you know our web guy Eli makes Jesse, our anchor, play all of the Taylor Swift he wants to listen to from his phone so that it doesn't change Eli's algorithm and give him a whole lot of Taylor Swift stuff.
Oh, you can't say that, Eli.
She's so good.
I didn't hear what he said, other than she's so good.
That's all he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Song number two, it is still nil all.
Carrie
Just.
Oh, no way.
Will Smith with Fresh Prince.
Three.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or?
Two. I'll give it to you. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground
is where I spent most of my days. Chilling
out, maxing, relaxing, all
cool and all
shit.
God, that was the best bit of childhood, wasn't it?
Just that bit.
Just that
bit.
One zip to Biggers, song number three.
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
It's Don't Ya, Pussycat Dolls.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was my openers from the road days.
Hey?
One of my openers from the road days.
Good to see
Hello,
we're
I'm
keeping.
I'm Carrie Bickmore, and don't you wish your girlfriend was all like me?
Good to see we're keeping stuff current.
That was 2004.
Up next, something from the Big Bopper.
Song number four, it's all tied up.
Tommy.
Oh.
Tommy, to take the lead. Three, two.
Tommy doesn't know.
One.
Is it Rihanna SOS?
Oh, they're very good.
She's good.
It's better than the answer I was going to go with, which was Shakira, Call Me. Neither.
Is that a song?
Nah.
She's up. She'd call you at the moment, though.
No. Oh, you reckon?
Revenge.
Oh, yeah. You reckon I'm the good revenge?
Imagine him going, okay.
Yeah. That's fine. No, but in Australia.
He's famous.
He's the second most famous one in his radio show.
2-1 to Bickers. This is song number five. Tommy, the best you can do is tie it up.
Sorry.
Bickers. Sew it up.
Rain on Me. It is Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
My tactic of letting you win is working perfectly.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And of course, Carrie, it's not just me and you. We have a team of 40,000 people around us. Half of them, we're not sure exactly what they do, but they're all
good moral support.
They're beautiful,
good morale-boosting people.
Yes. The boss of the show, Sonda, looked around like, how do they not know what we do? Sonda's main job, I should have mentioned, is quiet quitting and then sneaking away and vaping in a corridor somewhere.
I don't even sneak away anymore. We're just doing the studio.
Don't incriminate
I'm your
yourself.
Greatest support, apart from the other people who also really support you and work very hard.
Yes. And I would say I'm your greatest support, but we all know the truth is you need so much support that it's a team effort.
Imagine if she discovers.
Mate. If you want to get down
This is a setup to get to what we're getting to.
Okay. It's okay.
You two go take it outside. Go have a vape like you do together and sort of shit out.
Okay, let's go.
And of course, our gorgeous Annabelle, one of our producers who is very pregnant. And something happens with pregnant women. And what happens is their body temperature seems to change. And Annabelle is running quite hot. And because we do look after
pregnant women.
Because we do look after pregnant
except
women.
Except when you vape next to her, yeah.
I did not. That
or
was Son. That was Son.
Or in her car. Next to her in the car. You did.
This is gone. This is so wrong. So quick for you.
I did not.
You
okay.
You were in my car.
Annabelle, I was not.
With the windows all up.
No.
I was not. And you blew it in my face.
It's getting hot in here.
So
yeah, now suddenly I'm running hot as well.
You're going to talk about how cold it is in the studio.
The studio is set to -7.
No, and but you can't ask for it to be hot because she might go into labour early.
Instead, I just shiver. And because obviously it's summer, I dress for outside. And so outside it's hot. And then I walk in here in thongs and a T-shirt and I go.
Do you know the only other time in life, and I had this yesterday and I thought we should talk about this on air, so it's great timing to talk about it. The other only other time I had the sensation that I have when I walk in the studio is when it's a hot summer's day and I walk into Woolies and I need to grocery shop. And as soon as I hit that grocery shop, it starts to cool down. And then you hit the cold aisle and it is so cold. They've got it running like, you know, it doesn't need to be that cold.
Well,
in winter, it's not
fridge.
That cold.
It's a fridge. It does need to be that cold. Yes.
No, the whole aisle doesn't need to be. Keep it in the fridge,
you
know?
I know that's the new catchphrase. Keep it in the fridge, you know? I do know this sensation, but not from grocery shopping. It's what happens when you walk into the cool room at a Bottle-O. That's exactly the same.
Yes. Anyway, so, I don't like it.
But so today, finally, I remembered to bring a jumper in.
Oh,
and I thought,
great, fantastic.
It's actually one of my favourite jumpers. But I'm going to put it on for you and you can tell me whether I can keep wearing it.
Okay. Right. Great.
Just over here. Just like a grey kind of jumper. It's grey.
It looks a bit like your tie-dye grey T-shirt you made the other day.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Which Evie said is crap, by the way.
Oh!
She wanted to pass on.
Why did it go to Evie?
Because she saw it on Instagram. Yeah.
That's very harsh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just casually touch
on. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Oh my god!
Oh, I don't know why you care that it's got a split all up the side and under the arm when you have your nuts hanging out half the time of your jeans.
Yeah, but not now because it's too cold. They've gone back up through it. Oh.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and guys, it's time.
Oh, I'm ready.
What do you got?
I am having a Bacardi Breezer today. What do you guys have? Not sponsored. Not sponsored, but I'll have some. You want to chuck some my way? What do you have?
Are you not distracted by this?
What do you mean? Hang on, I haven't heard the horns yet. That's me.
Oh my god, this is
they're
the
taking it
this
out.
Is the version you need to listen to. No beeps in it to distract you.
You can drink Bacardi breezes and drive while you listen to this
and
Bacardi.
Stop
what do you mean?
It. You can't.
Why? There's no horns
this.
In the song.
I
it's not dangerous.
You can't drink and drive.
You can call them Bacardi
oh,
beepers.
Sorry. That's good.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good.
But you obviously can't do
you
that.
You can't do that. Sorry. I forgot. I was just thinking because the song didn't have horns in it.
I know.
So it's safe to listen to while you drive.
But if
and
you
how good
care
Bacardi
about safety,
is.
No drinking while you're driving.
Definitely
I know you
don't.
Never don't believe drink and drive, but I'm just saying no carrying one for the road.
Yes, which I only just found out was illegal.
Yes. What's coming up? Actually, I've got something
other
coming
things up. That are, if there's anything else that's illegal that I don't know about, people have got to let me know. Okay?
Do you want me to start?
No, don't.
I think that's what getting your license was.
Coming
up. They should have taught me that.
Do you care to know what's coming up?
What's coming up? Because
on the show that you're a part of.
Yes.
I had a massage and there was an incident. We need to discuss it.
Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Earlier in the week, we were talking about getting interrupted doing the do because I had a man violently bang on my hotel room door when we were, no, we weren't violently banging. That was the knock. Jeez. Really, it started
you,
as it started.
Yes, the man was interrupting you because he was jiggy with it.
He was drunk and lost.
And he had a T-shirt on that said, Great Dad.
And he said, sorry, this is my room. And then said to me, do you know which room mine is? And we ran out of time for all our calls then, but we do have some of them joining
Rippers.
Us now.
Yes.
G'day, Olivia.
Hi, how are you going?
I live in the dream. Hey, what interrupted you doing the do?
Well, first of all, shout out to Romani.
Well done.
Now that we've got that sorted. So my now wife, then girlfriend, and I had just gone through Central Europe with her family. And at the end, we had a few days in Budapest on our own. So we're in Budapest and, you know, we've had a candlelit dinner and we're getting down to it. And then we got a text from the cat sitter saying that the cat hadn't been seen for 3 days.
It's a dampener on things, doesn't it?
What kind of makes it funnier is that this particular cat is well known for interrupting the do. So we joke that he managed to cock block us all the way from Australia to Budapest.
Hang on, is the cat alive?
Yes, he is. He's not very well at the moment, but he's still there.
You can't say that, Gary. You cannot say that. Because then you don't know if it's the cat or the wife.
Yeah, no, both are alive.
Fantastic. So it's a happy story in the end. Thank you. How come you didn't have a song for Olivia Dizzy? Thank you, Olivia. Shall we go to G'day, Rick?
Hey, yeah, mate.
Going so good. Were you interrupted doing the do?
Yeah, so it wasn't actually me. It was one of my best mates, and he was losing his V-plates, actually, and they were going at it sort of hands and knees, and from behind, her cat had a go at his dingleberries.
Hold on.
You know, sorry. It's another cat.
But the phrase you used.
Dingleberries?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean he's nuts, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. There is another thing. Yes. Oh, and is the cat alive?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure what he did with the cat. He might have stole it.
What?
Have you got a song for Rick?
I don't think so.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Rick. Have a ripper. Oh.
No worries. You too. See you later.
Good on you, brother.
Carrie and Tommy.
The R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, a bit of fun from overseas now. This one comes all the way from Germany. Give us your best German accent. Perfect. And what does that mean? What does that mean in German?
Is it Hein something? Hein.
Guten Tag.
What's that mean? Hello?
Guten Tag, Fräulein.
Yeah.
This is the Carrie and Tommy Show.
Und keine Eier.
Any accent, though.
I think that means one cup of sugar.
Oh, you can speak German as well. Okay.
Keine Eier.
Great.
I swore, I apologise. That were my French. Welcome to Germany. Just a fun little light-hearted story about
murder.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there was there still is. The 23-year-old German. Now, she's a model on Instagram, and she decided she was in a bit of debt, I believe, and also had some family problems she wanted to get away from. And so what do you reckon she did, Bickers?
Murder.
You're actually right. But who?
Hold on. You got that song so that you never had to say the word murder.
And
then I said
it?
The word murder.
You sung
because
it.
I didn't get it.
Also, you sung it in an upbeat tone. This is a sad story,
Bickers.
But
when you just said she had to escape some family problems.
This is a sad story, Bickers.
I know it is. That's why I don't know if it's appropriate. Who did she murder?
Who do you reckon? Have a guess.
Is it anything to do with her Instagram world?
It is very much to do with her Instagram world. She thought, I know exactly what I'll do to get out of all this trouble that I'm in and these money problems that I'm in. I will fake my own death. Now, how do you reckon if you were a influencer on Instagram, you would fake your own death.
I thought you murdered someone.
Yep, yep. I've already given you that bit.
But she died. She murdered herself.
So I'm asking you to piece together. So okay. You know how we had Bickers enrolled for detective school next week? Yeah. I think we need to bring the dates forward a bit. Anyone else want to have a guess?
How she faked her own death.
Yes. Oh,
she got a...
Yeah, Sonda, executive producer.
Threw
boss.
Herself down on a, on the road and yes. got a friend to pretend to back over. I don't know what... This is crazy. To film backing over her in a car.
Oh, and how really would that involve...
Murder.
Yeah. We're not meant to say.
Oh, hold on. So she was trying to fake her own death and in the process of faking her own death involving someone, she murdered that person.
Uh-oh. Carrie Umbo's back on the case. Yes. And to fake her own death, what would that person have to look like?
Just tell me.
Oh, that's a simple question.
Herself.
Yes. And so she reached out on Instagram.
To a doppelganger.
To all her doppelgangers.
She's
reached
got lots.
Out to a number of people on Instagram. She just went through.
Imagine found, if you did that.
Found people.
You'd
oh,
never
no,
find anyone because none of them look like
oh,
you.
Oh, they all look like
they
don't. There's a DJ in Newcastle.
They've only just got the big nose. Yes, that's all they've
got. Ethnically kind of vague looking with big noses. And sorry, if you've been told you look like me and you didn't know that about yourself, hell of a way to break it to. She got in touch with people that looked like her on Instagram and said, hey, would you like to meet up? And then one of them sadly did and they...
Oh, hold on. So then she murdered them.
And she went...
Oh, my God, this is horrendous.
I know. That's why I said...
I thought you meant she accidentally murdered them in trying to stage her own death, but you meant she deliberately murdered them.
Yes.
That's what murder is, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, she didn't manslaughter
them.
Yes. What a horrible piece of shit.
Isn't she awful? Anyway, jail for life she's facing. Oh, sorry. Allegedly to everything we've said. That covers us, right?
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know how I always hated massages?
Is it because your mother got one next to you and she groaned too much?
That didn't help.
You said moaned.
She just kept saying, oh, that's good. It was a lot from your mother.
That's not what you did.
And then
you
she said,
you said she went, oh.
And at the end she told the lady she had great hands. Anyway, that's not why. I find it hard to relax. I find it hard to switch off my mind. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's lots of things that happen. I get ticklish. It's all a lot, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, in the last few years I've come around to it and I now quite like it. I'm really into a facial and I'm really into a head massage. Oh, I have one now. And my hands, I love my hands massage. My hands and my head.
You know, really I can't, I've told you I tried to have a hand massage once and I had to stop. They were too intimate because I looked her in the eyes and I said, if this continues,
well, don't look,
I'm going to have to kiss you. Yes, and so we've got to stop.
Okay, well, don't look the massage lady in the eyes. My eyes are closed when I'm having my hands massaged.
She was looking me in the eyes and talking to me.
Well, then that's weird, okay? So
that's
go
why
somewhere.
I said to her,
go to a. Don't,
she
don't go
yes?
to. I think you're going to the wrong places,
no,
so I might point out.
It was,
I reckon you're bang on.
It was at the races. No, it was in a fancy tent and they were like, they offered hand massages. And I was
well, that's not where you get your massages at the races.
It's also not where you kiss women. And I was about to do both.
So when I get my massages, I'm lying down on a table with my eyes closed or I'm front forward dribbling into the hole.
Anyway. Oh, my God.
No, anyway.
What a phrase.
And you thought I was getting my massages at the wrong places.
I went to have a massage the other day, but I organised some back-to-back things, right? So
is this still the massage?
Yes. I organised to have a steam. I organised to have a facial, and I organised to have a massage. What I forgot beforehand I had a coffee. It's an important part of the story. It's a very important part of the story.
She's got a cannon loose in the chamber.
No, not a cannon. Not a cannon. I've got some, what's the expression? It's just, I needed to pee. I don't know cannons. Don't make it gross. Why did we have to end
it? Because you said a coffee is important.
Sorry.
And so usually people think of...
Liquid was important. I had a drink.
Of liquid.
Before I entered into my session, right? My long
with
session.
With the masseuse.
With the masseuse. Anyway, by
work.
The time I got to the massage bit of this three-part thing I was involved in, right, as I was laying on the...
You're making it sound so dodgy.
So not. I'm trying to explain. I had
you just
a
go
steam.
Didn't you just go to a day spa?
I had a steam.
Oh, yes. But
yes. And then I had a facial.
Yes.
And then I had a massage.
I know,
when I got on the massage table.
Yes.
Okay. I realised I needed to go to the toilet.
Yes, you had one loose in the chamber.
No, but,
well, I needed. Everyone's sake, you're saying, and then you need to
pee. But she'd already given me, I'd already taken all my clothes off. She'd already given me the, here's where you put your jewellery, here's where, and I was already under the warm sheet towel.
And that's going to make you need to go more.
So then I was like, how do I.
How long is the massage going to go for?
An hour and a half.
Oh, jeez. Someone's got too much money. An hour and a half is far too long. That's anyway, too long.
So, oh, a three-part process.
Yeah, I know. Four masseuses, an hour and a half.
Anyway, so I was like, oh, I should go. And then it's like when you need to go when you're asleep and you're like, I should go, oh, yeah. But I won't go. But I really need to go. Yeah. Should I go? And then that happened for the full hour and a half. Oh. So as she massaged, oh, and then when she got towards my like lower back or my tummy, I was like, oh, my God, you can't press there. But I couldn't say that. So I was like my mum doing a lot of, oh, for different reasons. Anyway, here's a part of my story that I was interested in. That I think you'll be interested in.
Yeah.
So halfway
she's
through,
dribbling now.
Halfway through, they tell me to go have a shower. In like an hour in, she goes, "We've put this
like in a wheel."
No. Scrub, yeah. A body scrub, oh, yeah. Or scrubble over me. And then she left me in there for 10 minutes with this body scrub on. I did consider jumping out and going to the loo with the body scrub on, but it would have been a lot for people. Anyway, yes. I had the full body scrub on. She says, now go jump in the shower and wash the scrub off. So I went in the shower, which was also a sauna, and it was bliss.
A steam shower.
A steam shower. And as soon as the water started running, obviously, I started peeing.
You did the poo, you did the poo that you had banked up.
I didn't.
Yeah, waffle stomping.
The steam shower can't handle this. Is it hot in here?
Waffle stomper steam shower. Gary Bickmore.
I did a pee and I was in there for like 10 minutes or whatever. And then I came out and then she said, do you need to use the bathroom? And I was like, no, I'm good. And she goes, oh, most people after an hour and a half do need to use the bathroom. No one else peeing in that shower except for me?
Nah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I know. Also, because it's a steam shower, so the whole place would have stunk like
but
pee.
What was I meant to do?
Use the bathroom? Like, I can't believe I'm saying this to you. Go to the toilet?
At what point should I have gone?
Right at the start. Yeah, that's
before
what the whole for.
My three-part series.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
The R&B Fridays and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
I'm not even going to comment.
Thanks, Daddy.
You told me to stop commenting about the different instruments we've bought you over the years and you've never learned anything except the harp. And so
I have no musical talent.
Hey, you're
one of the greatest harpists in the country.
But your calloused little fingers, I just wanted to give them a break and I wanted to...
And so what did you give them a break with?
Well, I have given you just an array of instruments. You've ignored them all. So yeah, here's this. I hope one day you get a sharp string and it cuts a finger off. Oh.
Daddy, no.
Guys, I'm wrapped this week.
Are you, Mummy?
Oh, yeah, because the look on your face.
Wrapped this week. Have we worked out whether I am his mummy or not?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
I just know that I'm neither mummy nor daddy, and that's all I know.
I don't know if I'm son or daddy.
I don't know.
Okay. I know I'm wrapped. That this week we learned that our good mate, obviously friend of the show, Steve Price, he was arrested with the hooch when he was a young man. And the story about how he kept the story secret was something I just never would have expected out of Pricey. Did you go to court?
It went to court. First up, the summons was sent by mail in those days, not by email. There was no computers. And I managed to work out the postman came at around about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I knocked off early for about 3 or 4 days, hoping to intercept the summons, which I did. So my mother never knew that I'd actually been arrested. The court date came around. I took a day off work. And when I turned up at the court, sitting in the back row was a reporter from the rival newspaper, the Advertiser.
Oh.
And he was a mate of mine. And I said, mate, beer's on me after work. Don't worry. Don't report this. Go and find someone else to write about. And he did. So it never appeared in the paper and no one at work ever knew.
Pricey, sitting across from me is a woman who absolutely loves hitting,
oh my God, you haven't.
Hitting the hooch. Do you have any advice for her on how she can clean up her life?
Look, I love Carrie dearly, and I just worry what it's going to do to her long term.
Yes.
I just wanted to rein in her habit. I mean,
ever think I had a habit? There's nothing that brings me, that's a stretch, there's other things that bring me joy, but nothing that brings me quite as much joy is Pricey's genuine laughter when he finds something genuinely funny.
Yes.
It's just so joyous.
But of course, after you've sucked back on a few of your wacky tabacky ciggies, you'd think everything was quite funny when you begin. Jesse?
Guys,
my stubbly little fingered son.
I am absolutely wrapped this week, guys.
Are you?
Yeah, because I've got a new favourite website. I got a lot of favourite websites.
Well, I hope you get off your old favourite website because it is chewing through our family data. Thanks.
But
how long are you spending in that room?
I would like out of this family dynamic today.
Where you started?
What do you
this?
Mean?
I've done what I'm wrapped about. Can I go home and you guys can chat amongst yourselves?
No, you're the one that puts the food on the table and you're the one that puts too many socks in the wash. So.
That is the most Texas. Yeah. I've
I said
ever
you put
heard.
The food on the table. That means you earn the money.
Oh, okay. I'm down with that. I thought you meant I make
I'm
the food.
I'm the one that cooks.
Are you in this dynamic?
Yeah.
What does our son do then?
I told you. Spends time on his old favourite website.
But I got a new one, guys.
Okay.
And it is tommylittle.com.au.
Go to my website, tommylittle.com.au, and see where I'm
touring.
Do you
have a website?
Yeah. Do you not?
Oh, just it's got your bio. It's got your Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
I have no idea.
Your website says you are.
Anyway, long story short.
It's taken a while ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm on Facebook. I'm going all right. Anyway, this is Scott.
Sorry, now I'm reading your
TommyLittle.com.au.
Your bio. Tommy Little is the most exciting comedian of his generation.
It's good.
Did you write that? Oh, my God. Currently at the height of his powers as a stand-up comedian.
You are. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coming to you around the country at some point, sometime.
I really regret how I got into this story.
It was a weird way to start.
I should have said I did a gig on the weekend.
You're famous. We know, mate.
I reckon it's even better than the old favourite one.
Yeah, Jesse. Tickets available touring around the country. Burnie. I've never been to Burnie before in Tassie.
Queensland?
I'm going there next week. Is that Queensland? I'm raw, guys, because much like what happened then, I tried to tell a ripping yarn this week. A ripping yarn. And you guys kept interrupting and ruining everything. Did a gig on the weekend.
Yep.
After the show, I met someone. One thing led to another. And we went back to my hotel room and we were, what's the phrase?
Getting jiggy with
it. We were getting jiggy with it. And then.
You could have just played getting jiggy.
We were riding my pony.
Hit it, Jesse.
We genuinely. Were genuine. We'd had a few genuines. And I said, how about you ride my pony? Jesse, hit it. Oh, aren't you hung like a horse? No, it's a pony. Anyway, in the throes of passion, so there was a knock, but it wasn't just a knock. I wouldn't mind a knock because if you've ordered drinks or food or something, that is the knock you get. It wasn't that. I got this.
Oh.
Like a panicked banging on the door. And I instantly thought,
not the banging you're hoping for.
No, no.
He's found us.
I'd like to second the other thing that brings me more joy than Pricey's laughter is Jesse when he really likes something.
It's a great laugh.
It's the best laugh ever.
Don't ever rein it in.
Thanks, guys.
Well, laugh now.
Don't ever rein it in. Don't ever stop don't laughing, you sad.
Less time in your bedroom, more time laughing with your friends.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy might hit the court to brush up on their netty skills. Oh, if only they could register for Woolworths NetSet Go. But it's for ages 5 to 10. It's where the future stars of our game begin their netball journey. Search NetSet Go to find out more.